That was Cliff Hermel with Rainbow Valley Waltz. We now go to return to the Region 15C baseball tournament. We're going to hand you back over to Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen as they continue to bring us this afternoon's play-by-play action on the tournament. How's it going, guys?
Ballpark, as we are set for our third game of the day, New Munich taking on the Richmond Royals. And Don, so far we have not been disappointed. Some great ball games.
Boy, we have not, Randy. 5-4 ball game last night with Lake Henry, No Rosa. Farming today, 5-0 over Meyer Grove. St. Martin, 4-1. Good game, our last game again. Actually, they're moving along really quick. I don't even know what time it is or anything, but I'm sure we're pretty close to being on time here, aren't we?
You bet. You bet. And our region baseball brought to you by Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, Dairyland Supply, New Munich Meats, Albany Family Dentistry, Kensington Insurance Agency, and Al Rosa in Belgrade, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, Stony Creek Dairy, Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming, West Central Sanitation, the Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Grove Mutual Insurance, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, Central Minnesota Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, Gainesville Farmers Union Co-op, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center and Long Prairie, Painesville Mutual Insurance, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Scooters Trucking of El Rosa, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Virgil's Big Arena over in Farming, Cutzer Excavating of Albany, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, the Falcon National Bank right here in Richmond, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, El Rosa Grain and Feed, and the Greenwald Pub. With our starting lineups, here's Don Heinen.
Okay, for New Munich, the home team today, or the visiting team, sorry. Leading off, playing center field will be Jacob Hennenkamp. Batting second, playing left field, Hunter Rademacher. Batting third, the shortstop, Will Funk. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Nick Stangler. Batting fifth, playing second base, will be Chad Funk. Batting sixth, playing first base, Ty Reller. Batting seventh, playing third base, Tanner Reelin. Batting eighth, the designated hitter today will be Logan Funk. He will be batting for the pitcher, Jim Toole. And catching today, batting ninth, will be Joe Stangler. For the Richmond Royals, leading off, playing right field, will be Alex Buddy. Batting second, shortstop, Adam Buckus. Batting third to third baseman, Trent Gerken. Batting fourth to catcher, Cole Schmitz. Batting fifth, the designated hitter today will be Mason Premitz. And he will be batting for the pitcher, Eli Emerson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Andy Hadley. Batting seventh, second baseman, Kyle Buddy. Batting eighth, left fielder, Brady Clare. Batting ninth, and playing center field, Dalton Thielen. That's your starting lineup for the Richmond Royals, which will be the home team on your scoreboard today.
Richmond, their starting pitcher, Eli Emerson, Don. He's pitched, actually, I remember him coming into the region tournament in New Munich in 2017, and everybody was going, who is this kid? Who is this kid?
Throws hard. He does. Pitched in the state tournament a little bit last year, actually. I think he pitched in relief last year, did he not?
Yes, he did. Because DJ Schleicher did get the start last year.
Yes, he did.
As we're ready to go, Jacob Hennenkamp in the batter's box, and the first pitch from Emerson is a strike called, and 0-1. We'll set the Royals up for you defensively here in a bit. And time called by the batter. Now back in the box is Hennenkamp. And Emerson looks down to his catcher, Cole Schmitz. The pitch on the way. Strike two called and 0-2.
To me, always when I watch a baseball game, Randy, when they're throwing that first pitch, a pitcher that's on the mound, they can throw a strike right away instead of a ball. It always seems to go a lot better, doesn't it?
It really does. Here's a tapper down the third baseline. It's a fair ball. Trent Gerken in on the grass. Throws to Hadley at first, and they get him.
Oh, nice play by Trent Gerken at third base, charging down that line. Good strong throw to Hadley.
Left fielder number 25, Hunter Rademacher.
So, Denny Roysom umpiring over at first base. Bryce Eggert behind the plate today. And up at the plate, Hunter Rademacher.
Glove on.
And Hunter Squibbert to Hadley at first. He'll flip it underhand to Eli Emerson, and Eli does like a little slide over the base path and touches the base as he goes sliding by it.
Good thing he's in good physical shape.
Exactly. So score 3-1, two outs. And here's Will Funk. Of course, Don, we've been doing this a long time. A lot of these New Munich lineups we've become so accustomed to over the years, and they're going through a youth movement too in New Munich.
They are. They have some new players. They've mixed some veterans with them. Yet, quite a few veterans left on the team. Like you said, they're always adding high school player here and there that's just graduated college.
First pitch of ball to Will Funk, and now ball two, as Funk had shown bunt, and he pulls back on it. Two balls, no strikes. Nick Stangler on deck. But if you looked at the lineups of the past, you'd see Joe Stangler on top, along with Chad Funk way up on top of that lineup, and then maybe mix a Paul Sand in there, as that's going to hit Will Funk up in the shoulder area, and he's going to go to first base.
That caught Cole Schmitz, too. It deflected off of Will Funk, and I think that caught Cole pretty good.
We've seen the catchers and the umpires getting beat up today.
Yeah, a little bit. Good thing we're up here today, aren't we, Randy?
That's right, and I got my glove with. Well, thank you, Kirby Hemish, for getting me a glove. I don't know whose that is, but it fits pretty good on my hand. Might use that this week on bobblehead night at St. Cloud Rock Stadium, you know.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We should have this whole thing lined with bobbleheads in front here today.
They're under lock and key at Joe Faber Field right now. They're that big a deal.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. It's Stangler fouling it to the screen in the count 0-1.
I want to be caught stealing one of them.
No, no. It might get you 20 in the pen. That's the bullpen.
bullpen, yeah.
Stangler fouls it to the screen, 0-1 the count. Funk taking the lead over at first. And there's a strike called.
Well, that's quite an honor for you, Randy, to do that, to have that being done for you on Thursday night. Hopefully you don't break down or anything like that there.
No,
know?
No, I get to throw at the first pitch.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, we better get that glove oiled up then.
You bet.
Play a little catch.
The 0-2 pitch coming from Eli Emerson to Nick Stangler, and he'll follow this one back and out of play. The count stays 0-2.
Guarantee it won't be a fastball.
No.
You always threw curveballs. So.
I did. Yeah, I got the funny stuff on it.
Yeah, you were a tough batting practice pitcher.
That's right. 0-2 the count. Funk takes his lead. Emerson comes home. Oh, and that goes behind Nick Stangler.
Boy, first two hitters.
And 1-2.
Completely under control here. He hit a batter and threw one behind this hitter.
One ball, two strikes. Emerson ready again. Pitch. Stangler on the ground to short. Bach is up with it. He'll go across the diamond. 6-3 in the putout, and that'll do it for the Silver Streaks in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played a half an inning. It's New Munich nothing. Richmond coming to bat. Region 15C baseball action on KASM. We're back in a minute.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details.
live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Right-hander Jim Toole taking his warm-up tosses on the mound around the infield for New Munich. Over at third, Tanner Reeland. Second base, it's Chad Funk. At shortstop, Will Funk. Over at first base, Ty Reller. In left field, Hunter Rademacher. Center field, it's Jacob Hinnenkamp. On right field, Nick Stengler. Behind the plate, Joe Stengler. And on the mound, Jim Toole. He'll face Alex Buddy, Adam Backus, and Trent Gertgen. This Richmond lineup has... looks like Brady Clare, a left-handed hitter in the lineup. One left-handed hitter.
Leading off for Richmond. Right fielder number 11, Alex Buddy.
Alex Buddy. Of course, he came onto the scene a number of years back, too, and just had the lightning-fast speed. First pitch high for a ball, 1-0 to Buddy. Pitch inside for a ball and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Alex Buddy played the Royals state tournament game last year, and then after the Royals loss, he had to head off to Ireland as part of his college program at St. John's. Here's a shot to deep short. Funk goes to the backhand on it and throws Buddy out by a couple steps. Yet, heck of a play by Will Funk.
Wow, beautiful play. Ball was hit hard.
Shortstop, number 7, Adam
Backus. 6-3 on the putout. Adam Backus to the plate. Backus, right-handed hitter. He sets himself up in the batter's box. That outfield pretty much straight away for the Silver Streaks in Toole's first pitch. He has a strike called, 0-1.
A little bit of breeze, but there isn't a lot today again for this game. Blowing kind of straight out to center field right now. A little bit to left to right.
Pitches high for a ball, 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. Backus, a ground ball up the middle. Funk ranges to his left, throws to first.
Play.
Another 6-3 put out. Another nice play by Will Funk. It's amazing, Don, what defense can do for a team. I mean, literally, he has taken a couple hits away here from the Richmond Royals.
The first two, backhanded on the third base side, and this one up the middle. Two nice plays.
Just good defense. Here's Trent Gertgen. Trent takes a pitch low for a ball, 1-0. Toole, that high leg kick. Gertgen ground ball to third. Up with it cleanly as Reeland across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout. The Royals go quickly in the first. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played an inning. New Munich and Richmond scoreless. We're back in a minute.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC, is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk. At Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual, we know the value of working together and believe that hard work pays off. We wish all the area teams the best of luck in this year's Region 15C playoffs. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa and Belgrade for all of your insurance needs.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
One inning down here in our third game of the day in Region 15C. Hard to believe, Don, after this game, we'll be through the first round already of this tournament.
Yes, we will.
Well, we know who's going to play at 8 o'clock tonight over in Farming, though, don't we?
Yes, we do. We do indeed. it will be Farming against St. Martin.
All right, Cole Schmitz fires that ball down to second base.
We also have another game for tomorrow afternoon. That's in the loser's bracket. Loser will be eliminated. Meyer Grove, Spring Hill. The loser of this game here will play El Rosa. The winner will play Richmond tomorrow. Or play the winner of this game tomorrow.
All right, Chad Funk in the batter's box facing Eli Emerson. And the first pitch, a strike call to Funk in 0-1. It'll be Funk, Ty Reller, and Tanner Reeland.
Got some zip, doesn't he, Eli?
He does. Looks down to Schmitz. Right-hander's breaking ball, missing outside. And a count, 1-1. 1-1. And the Emerson pitch on the way. It's on the inside corner and strike two. Ball and two strikes to Chad Funk. Chad, a very confident hitter. I mean, he is just as comfortable hitting with count at 0-0 as it is two strikes on him. He'll loop this one to right field, coming hard as Buddy to make the catch for the out.
Long batting stance, doesn't he, Chad?
Yes,
takes
he does.
Takes up that whole batter's box.
Going to bring Ty Reller to the plate. Ty Reller. Left-handed hitter. And the pitch to Reller, fouled at the plate. That one right underneath Cole Schmitz and strike one. Paul Sand coaching in that third base box. Joe Hoppe over in the first base box. And that one's inside to Ty Reller, and the count at a ball and a strike.
I'm not sure, did Joe and Paul start approximately the same time playing baseball?
I think they did. Joe's brother, Jim Hoppe, played too. Here's a ground ball hit slowly to second. Kyle Buddy charging it over to first, and a 4-3 putout. Two down. I think you can put all those players like Sand and Chad Funk and probably the Hoppe brothers all in that same age bracket there, pretty close. Sorry, guys, but I'm putting you in brackets. Here's a slap to second. Kyle Buddy up with it again, and Reeland is out 4-3 in a quick inning for Eli Emerson. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on for the Silver Streaks after an inning and a half. New Munich nothing, Richmond nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty. With over 40 agents and 9 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs. Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all the area teams at the Region 15C baseball tournament.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the second inning here at Richmond. Jim Toole will face Cole Schmitz, Mason Primus, and Andy Hadley. Schmitz in the batter's box as Toole kicks and delivers, and here's a shot past Reeland over at third. That just spun Tanner Reeland around. That was...
I don't know where he was going to feel that one if it had been right at him.
That was a shot.
Yes,
wow. Looking for Art Schlungen. He's in the dugout now.
Is their designated hitter, number 23, Mason Primus.
hit or error. We're waiting for that call. We'll see what Arch Lungen comes up with here. As at the plate, it's Mason Primus, and a drive to left field, caught in the air, that line drive by Hunter Rademacher. So Primus out. And I'll bring Andy Hadley to the plate. So a couple scorchers here in the second inning off of Jim Tool. And the pitch from Tool to Hadley, a strike called, 0-1. Cole Schmitz, the base runner at first.
Squared them two balls up, didn't they?
They did. Ready is Tool on the mound from the stretch. And, wow, that one goes back. It hits Tool on the pitching arm. He'll throw to first. He gets Hadley. Throw back to second. Not in time. But that one hit Jim Tool on the pitching arm as he took it off his shoulder in the arm. Wow.
Come right back in front of him. It didn't deflect left or right. Right front of, oh. Front of him about 15 feet and covered nicely on it.
1-3 on the putout. Three scorching shots by the Royals. And Tool just, Joe Stengler said, are you all right? Yeah, no problem. Oh. The pitch to Kyle Buddy. The ball, 1-0. Second baseman Buddy. Tool ready on the mound from the stretch again. There's a strike called. One ball, one strike to Kyle Buddy. Pitch on the way. There's strike two called and 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Kirby Hemish in the third base coach box. Dylan Jude over in that first base coach box. And the pitch is low. Nice stop by Joe Stengler. Cole Schmitz stays at second. Still a big contingent of Lake Henry fans down that first base line. And Buddy slaps this one back to Tool on the mound. He'll pick it up, throw it to first. And a 1-3 put out of Kyle Buddy. The Royals done here in the second. No runs, a hit. No errors, one left on. We played two. New Munich and Richmond scoreless. We're back in a minute.
New Munich Meats is your place for all your custom slaughtering for beef and pork. They will get your meat cut up to your liking and have it ready for pickup. Summer grilling season is here, and they have the best brats in the area ready for the grill. Choose from wild rice, mushroom and Swiss, Philly cheesesteak brats, beer brats, whiskey peppercorn, and many more. Stop in and pick up meat from the showcase or to fill the freezer. For all your meats, phone New Munich Meats at 837-5214. Good luck to all the teams from New Munich Meats.
Farmers, you work long hours to harvest the food that people around the world rely on every day. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, was built with you in mind. And we're proud to provide your insurance protection today and tomorrow. That's why we're taking this moment to say a heartfelt thank you for all you do. Trust in farming. Trust in tomorrow. For all your farm insurance needs, see a local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Scores from across the area over in Region 11, seeing Sartell this afternoon. Some baseball being played, just completed. Sartell defeats Luxembourg today 2-0. Good ball game there. Sartell over Luxembourg 2-0. Earlier today, Watkins gets a walk-off home run. Carter Block, and they defeat Big Lake 4-3. Eli Emerson finishing his warm-up tosses here. Let's go over and look in Region 4C. Got a final today in Sacred Heart. Milroy over Norway Lake Sunberg, 9-1. It was Wilmer over Wabasso last night, and Marshall beat Granite Falls today. More ball games going on. Painesville playing at 4 o'clock down in that region. At the plate, Logan Funk. Oh. I guess I got to guess. Funk takes inside for a ball and 1-1. Funk, the DH, should be followed by Joe Stangler. And this one fouled off. And the count, one ball, two strikes. Don is up one candy bar on me going into today's competition of guessing the attendance.
Did you do yours already?
I did. I don't mess around. It's like 2-2. It's like
I'm still counting.
Two balls, two strikes. Pitch outside to Funk and the count 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. We're in the top of the third inning. No score. Richmond, New Munich, and a low ball four. And Logan Funkel work a leadoff walk off of Eli Emerson. That'll bring number nine hitter Joe Stangler to the plate.
Catch number five, Joe Stangler.
Joe Stangler looking down to Paul Sand.
Haven't seen him bat ninth in a long time.
No. Eli Emerson will work from the stretch now for the Royals. And the pitch to Stangler is a strike in 0-1. No balls, one strike. The lead by Funk. Stangler looks to bunt, puts it down on the grass. That's a good bunt. Schmitz has to field it, and they're not going to get him. Oh, he called him out.
Got him by a step, I think, Randy, huh?
Ooh, close play.
Where that bunt landed there, I didn't think they were going to get him.
No, nice play by Joe Stangler. Scored 2-3 on the putout. One out. On to second goes Logan Funk. And to the plate, Jacob Hinnenkamp. Eli Emerson working with Cole Schmitz here. And Emerson's pitch. Hinnenkamp drives it to center field, but right at the Royals center fielder Dalton Thielen, who makes the catch for the out. So two outs, and it'll bring Hunter Rademacher to the plate.
Left fielder number 25, Hunter Rademacher.
Hunter bounced to first baseman Andy Hadley back in the first inning. Runner at second, two outs. That's Logan Funk. Eli Emerson delivers. And a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes to Hunter Rademacher. Emerson ready again. And Eli comes home. There's a strike called and 1-1.
Watch the pitchers today so far, Randy. Working that knee area. I tell you what, everyone that I've seen today, they're working down low in that strike zone.
One ball, one strike. And Rademacher, a shot right back up the middle. It hits Emerson's glove. Kyle Buddy fields. He'll throw to first, and they get him. Scored 1-4-3 on the putout of Hunter Rademacher, and that'll do it for the Silver Streaks here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We played 2.5. New Munich nothing, Richmond nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KSM.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see their local agents. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Brady Clare leads off the Richmond third inning, and the first pitch to Brady outside from Jimmy to a ball, 1-0. Clare, Dalton, Thielen, then the top of the order for the Royals. Pitches outside, now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. And a ground ball too short, or to second, actually. Chad Funk up with it. And the throw over to first, Ty Riller, using that long body to stretch out and stick on the bag. And one down.
Chad's looking at himself, go, what was that? A big, long, tall first baseman tried to throw it by him.
That short throw again, Chad, always in the history, always used to throwing from shortstop. Here's Dalton Thielen. Dalton takes a strike called 0-1. Chad Funk playing Dalton to pull. And the pitch a little bit low to Thielen in the count, 1-1. Ball and a strike. Thielen fouls this one off. Kirby Hemish fields it over in third base box. And the count, 1-2 to Dalton Thielen.
Pretty good hands over there for Kirby.
Yeah, it's early.
One, dead glove.
1-2. No, he don't. The tool pitch. And Thielen takes a hack at that one as it really an off-speed pitch. And the count stays at 1-2. And we got a lot of people listening to us all over the country. Thanks for joining us. A swing and a miss. Thielen's out on strikes.
Good pitch by Jimmy Toole.
Thanks for joining us on the AM 1150 on 107.7 FM on 105.5 HD2. And on our stream at mychasm.com. Here comes Alex Buddy to the plate. Alex, in his first at bat today, grounded to short. Funk made a nice play on it. Here's a shot to third, reeling up with it. And across the diamond, 5-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for the Richmond Royals in the third. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Three in our books. New Munich and Richmond scoreless. We're back in a minute.
For all your concrete, for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better. New Munich Sauk Center in Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They appreciate your business and thank you. Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozier, backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Back in Richmond, three innings played here. And pitchers duel so far. Jimmy Toole and Eli Emerson. Kind of donned the young and the old of the pitchers here.
Yes, it is.
Jim Toole.
Tool's throwing strikes here and making them beat it on the ground.
Will Funk will lead it off here for the Silver Streaks. Nick Stangler and Chad Funk to follow. Emerson's pitch and low for a ball to Will Funk. And 1-0. Emerson rocks and fires, and there's a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Funk lays off the pitch that's low and away, and the appeal, they say no, he did not go around. And the count at one ball, two balls, one strike.
Looks like Eli's got some pretty good stuff, doesn't he?
Absolutely. Funk will line this one to right field. Buddy comes hard. He dives. He can't come up with it. It rolls away from him. Thielen picking it up. Here comes the throw to second. Bacchus puts the tag on and safe. At second is Funk. I think Adam Bacchus thought he overslid the bag and he put the tag on him. Denny Rysom right there to make the call.
Yeah, I think he wants him. I think he come off the bag at first, but might have got back on again.
So that was a fun play to watch as Dalton Thielen coming up with that loose ball. Good try by Buddy out in right field to make a diving catch. But a leadoff double. Here's Nick Stangler at the plate. Emerson's pitch. That's low for a ball. 1-0. Boy, look at how far Will Funk gets to third base here. Kyle Buddy's going to try to hold Will Funk a little close over at second. Eli Emerson on the mound. Here's the pickup play and we'll throw to second, safe as Funk. Nobody out here in the fourth, Warner Munich. Eli Emerson's pitch, and that's inside to Nick Stangler, and 2-0. On deck, Chad Funk. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch is low, and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes.
Cole Schmidt's a good catcher back there for Richmond also, good receiver. You see some good, every one of them so far have been good catchers.
You bet.
Every team's got a near catcher back there.
A 3-0, right down the middle, and 3-1. Three won the count. Will Funk again takes that lead, and he'll get a secondary lead after Eli Emerson sets himself. And the pitch. Stangler, ground ball to short. Adam Bacchus up with it. He'll throw to first as Funk had a great jump. He ran right in front of that, and Bacchus didn't even make an attempt to throw to third. So all the way to third is Will Funk.
Tough play when that runner comes in front of that ground ball. You know, he distracts that shortstop a little bit. It's got to keep your eye on the ball.
You really do. You really do. Now, interesting, the Royals going to bring the infield in with one out. And Chad Funk at the plate. Here in the fourth inning, a scoreless ball game. And the pitch is high to Chad Funk and 1-0. Chad in his first at bat, a fly ball to right field. Paul Sand going through some signs again.
Careful here.
Emerson ready. Here's his pitch. Funk a shot into left field, a base hit. And Chad Funk, the single to score Will Funk, and it's 1-0 to Munich. Well, the Royals tried something. And Chad Funk was up to the task of putting it in play and putting it out into left field. He gets an RBI here in this region tournament, and it'll bring Ty Reller to the plate. Ty 0-for-1 today, ground ball to second in his only at bat. Pitch, and Reller a shot to Hadley at first. He's going to go to second for one. The relay, oh, not in time as Reller had a step over Andy Hadley, who came back, and he didn't know exactly where first base was, but Reller comes up hobbling just a little bit. If he stepped wrong on the base, I'm sure he did.
Can you, Matt, imagine the spike marks that Hadley could have had on that?
Exactly.
In the back of his calves.
In the calves,
Yeah. He's actually kind of sprawled out over the top of that bag, you know, as Ty Reller had to go over it.
So the fielder's choice, 3-6 on the play. Chad Funk is out. And at the plate, Tanner Reeland. A run in here in the fourth for Munich. And Reeland takes a strike and 0-1. Two outs and one on. Emerson just glancing over to first. Hadley holding Reller there. And the pitch to Reeland. There's strike two called and 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Reller, the big, tall, lanky first baseman takes a nice lead, and Reeland will foul this fastball off. And the count at 0-2 yet. It's always an awkward situation when you're walking and all of a sudden somebody says, look out, and it's like you don't know how close the foul ball is. Or
heads up.
Here's Reeland just punching it into right field as he pretty much protected the plate. Here comes the throw to third, and Gertken can't come up with it. Safe at third is Ty Reller, first and third on the single by Tanner Reeland.
Good aggressive base running by Ty Reller.
And here comes Logan Funk. Logan walked in his first at-bat today.
I think we have a good throw over here at third base where it's right on the bag. I think they get Ty Reller.
Eli Emerson. Ready, and his pitch to Logan Funk gets a strike called in 0-1. Oh, on the count, and that wind blowing from left to right here at Royals Baseball Park. Pitches inside, and now coming home is Ty Reller, and he's going to score as the ball rolled off the mitt of Cole Schmitz. Emerson was not close enough to even flip the ball, and on to second goes Reeland.
Ty got kind of a late break on that, it looked like, too, at first, but he kept coming.
So, pass ball on Cole Schmitz on what might have been a very catchable ball. But it was inside to Logan Funk, so Cole didn't get the glove there in time. And now here's a ground ball to third, and that one's going to come up on Trent Gertken, and he's not going to make a throw. It'll be an error on the Royal third baseman, and first and third again. Reeland over to third. Funk now at first, and number nine hitter Joe Stengler will bat. New Munich leading 2-0 here in the fourth. Eli Emerson on the mound. Pitches high to Joe Stengler, and 1-0.
Might have taken an eye off the ball a little bit there at third base, looking at what the runner was doing, and kind of come up on Trent at third.
1-0 to Stengler. Infield has a force at second. Stengler takes high again for a ball, and 2-0. Seventh batter of the inning.
Definitely bringing it, isn't he? His fastball's moving.
Three hits in an inning, an error in the inning, two runs. And that one goes over Stangler's head all the way to the backstop. Coming across to scores Reeland on the wild pitch, and it's now 3-0. On to second goes Logan Funk.
Wow, Cole didn't have a chance at that one, did he?
No, he did not. And now Cole out to talk with his right-hander. And they're going over. Just what to do now, because the count's 3-0 to Joe Stangler. You got the top of the order up in the hitting camp. Back to the plate goes Cole Schmitz and Joe Stangler. He's 0-1 today. Thrown out by catcher Cole Schmitz. In his first at bat, 2-3. Runner at second, two outs. There's a strike called, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Eli Emerson, the kick, the pitch, and a swing and a miss by Stangler, strike two. Now the count full, 3-2. Logan Funk, pretty nice lead over at second. At Royal Infield, really not paying a lot of attention to him right now. Stangler takes outside ball four, and Joe's going to work a walk. That'll put runners at first and second and bring Jacob Hinnenkamp to the plate. Jacob 0-2 today.
See any activity in the Royals dugout? Or bullpen, I should say.
Ready in the mound, Eli Emerson. And the pitch low again for a ball. 1-0. The count. Time called at home plate. New Munich breaking the scoreless tie here in the fourth inning with three runs. Eli Emerson comes home. There's a strike called and 1-1. Three hits in the inning, a walk, an error, and three runs. Emerson ready again. He comes to the set. And Hinnenkamp, a ground ball to Gertken at third, who stays down on it. He'll make the play. The unassisted put out at third, and that does it for the Silver Streak, scoring three runs on three hits. There was an error and two left on base. We have played 3.5. It's New Munich 3, Richmond nothing. Region 15C baseball action on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, your hometown Senex store. Whether you are filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure you'll get helpful, energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country. And they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop in at QPC store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297. Good luck to all the teams.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at Richmond. The Royals waiting to hit against Jimmy Toole. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you this afternoon, and a 3-0 New Munich lead. Adam Bacchus, Trent Gertgen, Cole Schmitz, the scheduled hitters here against Jim Toole. Now, this Richmond Royal team has hit the ball hard against Toole today,
yes,
but right at a lot of the position players.
A couple miscues by the Royals there in the fourth inning. Cost them a couple runs.
You bet.
Not three hits, though. New Mini had three hits in that inning.
And Jim Toole's pitch, too. Adam Bacchus, a strike called, 0-1. But a pass ball, a wild pitch. Just doesn't help walk, when runners are on base and a walk. Yep. Strike called again to Bacchus, and 0-2. Newald's two strikes. A little bit low and inside, and the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The pitch from Toole. Bacchus, a shot back to Toole on the mound, who knocks it down and throws to first, 1-3 in the putout. Jim Toole's got to feel like he's got a target on him today. Oh.
The ever agile Jimmy Toole. A.K.A. Toolbox.
That's right.
What they call him.
1-3 on the putout. Here's Trent Gertgen. Trent bounced to third in his only at bat, and he pops this one up to right field. Extangler back a bit, makes the catch for the out. Two down, and Cole Schmitz will bat.
Catch number 22, Cole Schmitz.
It's got to look like a beach ball a lot of times coming in there from Jimmy, but he's surprisingly got a pretty decent fastball. He can bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Not hard. But it changes speeds with that curveball. That curveball is slow.
Schmitz will take a ball inside, and what a no. We're in the bottom of the fourth. 3-0 to Munich. Pitch low for a ball again, and 2-0 to Cole Schmitz. Toole ready on the mound. Delivers, and Schmitz out in front of that offering, and 2-1. Two on the count. The kick, the pitch, and Schmitz drives this to center field. It's a long way out there. Getting to it out in center field is Hinnenkamp. He'll make the catch for the out. That'll do it for the Royals in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 4, New Munich 3, our Richmond nothing. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM.
Opening soon, Shady Silver St. Martin. Plus, they have Shady's, Golden Eagle in Bertram, Shady's Railside in Rice, Shady's Hometown Tavern in Albany, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, and Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Long Shots, running pitcher of domestic beer and wing bar, $15. New Munich Shady's has daily lunch buffet and DJ Saturday nights. Shady's, wishing the best of luck to all the area teams.
Scooter's Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooter's Trucking in El Rosa. Scooter's Trucking wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.